Now, the rest of the story. If you're ever rummaging around in the attic and happen across an old whiskey bottle shaped like a log cabin, be sure to save it. It may be worth hundreds of dollars. It might even be priceless. You see, the 1840 campaign for the United States presidency was the first that we, as children of the 20th century, would recognize as such, because it was the first to include slogans and songs and symbols and gaudy parades and all of the incredible hoopla that we've come to expect from major political events. The Whig Party candidate of 1840 was a military man named William Henry Harrison. His daddy had signed our Declaration of Independence. During the campaign, a newspaper favoring the Democratic candidate, Van Buren, decided to attack Harrison. All the Whig wanted for the rest of his life, the newspaper said, was a pension, a log cabin, and plenty of hard cider. Uh-oh. The Whigs possessed the imagination to turn that slur around to their nominee's advantage. And Bill Harrison actually became the log cabin and hard cider candidate. That was the slogan. Log cabin and hard cider. And throughout the campaign, the log cabin would come to symbolize the plain and simple virtues of the common man. Whig voters, many of them anyway, envisioned their standard bearer in the log cabin home of his birth. Nothing could have been further from the truth. The house in which William Henry Harrison was born was a splendid three-story brick mansion on the James River in Virginia. His childhood included every comfort. He was, in fact, never poor in his life. But that's the way he was sold to the American public, and few even thought to question his humble, rugged log cabin image. Of course, Bill Harrison was elected president of the United States. It was not until 20 years later that his triumph was commemorated with a special whiskey bottle. It was a bottle in the shape of a log cabin. Bottle collectors are always searching for them, the real ones. The world has been flooded with reproductions over the past century. Recent copies were manufactured in unusual colors. Earlier reproductions are more difficult to identify as such. But what's most intriguing to collectors and historians and etymologists and all sorts of scholars is the name of the distiller on that bottle. His name was Edmund. He sold his liquor in the mid-19th century in Philadelphia. His name always appeared on his bottles, especially on that log cabin-shaped collector's item bottle. Now, the presidential campaign slogans of 150 years past are mostly buried there. And yet, if only this once, let us honor a Philadelphia distiller named Edmund, whose last name added a new noun to American slang. The phonetic approximate has been used for centuries, first as a Holland-Dutch verb, then as a Middle English verb. For in the language of the Netherlands, it means simply to drink. But to the original log cabin bottle maker, it meant his family's name. The name on the old cabin whiskey bottle was Edmund G. Booze. Now you know the rest of the story.